The current drug epidemic of fentanyl in Montana being mixed with other substances has been compared to the fourth wave of a tsunami. According to the Millennium Health Signal report, just shy of 75% of drug testing for methamphetamine indicates a mixture of fentanyl. Millennium Health is a national laboratory that specializes in drug testing and monitoring illicit drug use. The National College Assessment Network says submissions for the pre-application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, are down nationwide this year compared to 2023. In Montana, as of April 5th, 35% fewer high school seniors than last year have submitted an aid application. Governor Greg Gianforte has solicited applicants for district court judge for Lake and Sanders counties following the resignation of Judge Deborah Kim Christopher, who resigned April 5th after nearly 24 years on the bench. Applicants must receive at least three letters of support to be considered. With Montana News headlines on the Northern News Network, I'm Brian Bennett.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.